A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your listen into 2020.
It's 2020.
I plan on it, man. I feel like right now the most important thing that any of us can do is to put out content. I feel like, well, first of all, if you just tuned in, man, it's April 1st.
Woo!
It's the first of the month.
Wake up.
You tuned in to 2020. Right now, I have a friend, business partner, colleague, DJ Kimmy New, St. Louis, female DJ, woman DJ, killing it. Like, I mean, I'm not even sitting here about to brag on her skills because I feel like her reputation and her resume speaks a lot of freaking numbers. I mean, you got a DJ who's opened up for Lil Uzi Vert. Like, we're not talking like, you know, open up sets. We talking open up like DJ Kimmy New then Lil Uzi Vert. You know, we talking throwing her own music festivals in St. Louis. So I wanted to bring her in, and this is one of those conversations where we just talking, and I definitely want to just turn on the voice recorder and get it in. So definitely make sure you follow us, the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at DJ2020, Instagram, Snapchat, Bebo. It's your boy DJ2020, Coach 2020, the only 2020 twin. And we finna get it in. I feel like, man, for real, the most important thing we can do, Kimmy, bro, is create. Like, we need to put on more. All of us as DJs, all of us as influencers, curators, content creators, content is gonna be key. I feel like what you was doing with the R&B lives, mm-hmm. when everybody was tuning in, mm-hmm. that was that content, like,
you know, just doing stuff that nobody's doing, making it a demand, putting in my little niche, my little touch in it, you know?
I think the first time I seen you DJ R&B was at, what's the club that was off of?
You talking about Washington?
Washington and...
Lola?
Lola! Yeah. First time I seen you DJ R&B. Well, actually, DJ period was Lola. The first time I ever seen you DJ was Lola. And I loved it.
Time.
You had that front room on lit.
That was a good time.
Yeah. It was a while ago. Lola was popping. I think that really created that lane. Like, I think that always was your lane. You got other DJs in the city that, you know, think it's cool to do it now, to do R&B mix sessions. You know what I'm saying? And like nobody was really doing that.
I see.
In St. Louis, and I think that's super dope that you can be a pioneer. It's all about the content that you was putting out. So I feel like content. It always proves to have been successful and will be successful.
Of course. That's funny.
I just saw an article from Adobe. If you don't know, they create a lot of the creation software that we use today. For graphic designers, web design, even musicians. But they put out the best. They said they basically put out something that said they put out the best content in layman's terms, and nobody's messing with us. Nobody can put out the content we can put out. They were talking about competitors such as Salesforce. It was other competitors where I can't bring to mind, but Salesforce is one of the biggest competitors of Adobe. And it's weird because Adobe is a creation platform. Mm-hmm. And Salesforce is more logistics and marketing and like data. So maybe I'm missing something. I probably am, and I probably just need to do a little bit more research. But I feel like even them with making that content, well, you got one of the leading software companies. I think it's just software companies in the world talking about them putting out content and that being their success point. You can only look at your situation and be like, okay, am I doing what the best are doing? Mm-hmm. Got to. And if you're not, you know what I'm saying, and you're not seeing the results you want to see, it's probably a good place to start.
Always is. That's why I've been taking my time, going back and forth from Vegas to Atlanta to St. Louis to Vegas to Atlanta to Vegas to St. Louis. Just creating content, building a resume, making more connections. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
So you do a lot in Vegas. So what exactly do you do in Vegas, and how do you leverage what you do in other places, especially your hometown in Vegas?
Well, being in Vegas, it's different. You got to get to know the local scene. I work so much in Atlanta and in St. Louis, I don't even get a chance to sleep in the bed in Vegas because I'm working hard in my home city and in Atlanta. I do more than just DJ. DJing always, like I said in the beginning, it was a starting point. But I do DJ for a living. But it's just more to DJ Kimmy New Entertainment than just DJ. So.
And that's a beautiful thing. I try and tell other DJs, which are now starting to branch off and do them other things, like me and you, we did radio in college, and even pursued a career in radio, whether or not, you know, local stations want to play favorites or not. We're not going to touch on that, but...
We ain't got to touch on that. It's nothing like that. I mean, but, yeah, I did it in college, and I did it in a city. I just wanted to do it in my home.
And that's why I really wanted to do my podcast, because I felt like there was really no excuse. As much as I love radio, as much as I've done for radio stations, every radio station in St. Louis, and even almost where I work with almost every radio station in this country on a marketing or promotion standpoint, whether it was on a website or whether it was on a digital promotion that was going to be on their website, I had the keys to all of that. And knowing what these guys were missing and thinking about the people that I was communicating with, I was communicating with their marketing directors, and a lot of their marketing directors weren't competent enough to do what I was teaching them to do, you know what I'm saying, for their company. It was a really big question of like, how did they get this job? You know,
were you teaching them or were you telling them?
I was teaching these guys. You know, I was really giving these guys a tutorial. That was my job. It was my job to do so. So, with that being said, I gave up that excuse. I gave up those questions of how are these guys getting these jobs and I'm not. And these motherfuckers don't even, you know what I'm saying, no. Two from two, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's crazy. And I stopped making that excuse, and that's when I came up with you. Listen, I was like, I'm going to just stop making this excuse. I'm going to come up with my own platform, mm-hmm. Team up with somebody and come up with a platform where we can be radio personalities, be DJs, be in control. And how that situation turned out is how it turned out. But even now, it's still the same thing. I'm still trying to do the same thing. And that's why I'm taking my podcast a lot more serious. That's why I've taken my website, 2020.com, a lot more serious. Even my all my social media, my relationships, even going out more. It's looking at, okay, what can I be doing more? What could I be doing? And that's what I want to kind of convey to a lot of people. And it's not even about leaving your city. You can leave your city and try and find success. Leaving your city may just spark that motivation in you to do better. And that just may be what you need. But what I'm learning now is that if you are in a city that is still wide open, nobody is really taking over and really doing, they haven't really monopolized the market. Bro, like, you really don't have to leave. You just need to be doing something different. And if you plan on leaving, what you're doing now could be practice for what you're about to do somewhere else.
True.
Or it could be practice for what you can continue doing in your current city. You could be the change that you want to see in your city. True. You just very well be that guy. Hey. Like,
or that woman.
Or that woman. That beautiful queen. You know what I'm saying? And to even speak on that, the women in this city are on their game. When it comes to entrepreneurship in St. Louis and entrepreneurship in America, women are killing it.
It's our time.
Like, wow.
It's our time.
And it's amazing because, you know, guys will get guys take it for granted that, you know, it's a privilege. You know, we are dominant and we can get what we want. But when it comes to women, I've seen lately that women have really gotten on top of their game. And my prediction right now is that you will see from this. In about 5 or 10 years, you're going to see a lot more women in CEO positions because of their entrepreneurship experience, because of their tenacity, because of their assertiveness, because of the leadership roles they're being placed into. You're going to see a lot more women business owners that will be starting their own business. But I'm talking like following all the way through. And that's what I'm seeing in St. Louis already. That I'm seeing more women actually have an idea, write it down, elaborate, create the business, do the research, promote the idea, mm-hmm. and actually see it all the way through. Where mm-hmm. a lot of guys just want to have a business. And that, I feel like, is going to be what's going on in 5 or 10 years. The landscape is going to be very equal, where it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman in business. It really matters what your personality is. Like, you got people like Gary Vaynerchuk who can get on a podcast or YouTube and he can cuss his ass off and influence the most professional and collared companies. Yeah. It's crazy. So even with a guy like that, a guy like that should tell you how liberal things are changing, too. So you think about what company just hired the first black CEO, female CEO. Just did it, too. It's not coming to mind, and it's probably because it's late, but it's a company that just got a black female CEO, first black female CEO, and I feel like that is going to be happening a lot more. You're going to have these companies that we have owned, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, all of these different companies are going to be starting to be owned by either white women, Asian women, black women, Indian women. I really don't care what race it is. I feel like women can be known as being more reliable in business.
We are.
Very much so.
We are. Honestly, more liable in music, more down than ever. We actually give a fuck. At the end of the day, you market to us anyway, so why won't we control it? You market us. We pay for it.
Yeah.
We support it. So why won't you hire a woman to help you?
That's true.
We buy more. We make you guys buy more. Shit's marketed to us the most and our children. What the fuck's really going on?
A good thing is I realized even with my best friend Kayla. I don't know if you know Kayla Thompson. But she
Kayla Thompson and used to go to
Hazelwood East.
Okay, no.
But Hazelwood East and Kayla Thompson, she has a book called Magic and Madness. And she has the Finesse Center. She owns the Finesse Center. She is a site coordinator for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
She is a member of a popular artist guild here in St. Louis, or artist community here in St. Louis. So she's doing a lot when it comes to business. When it comes to having your stuff together. She's a great model for anybody that's trying to get into media, that's trying to get into public speaking or business in general. She's a great, like, she's one of those all of, like, well-rounded people that you can't necessarily pigeonhole. And I appreciate people like her. It gives what I'm trying to say about, you know, our fellow DJs not just pigeonholing themselves into just DJing, but being broad people. So when you start putting out content, you can actually touch different realms and tie it together. You can talk about music, but you can also talk about business, or you can talk about sports. I mean, whatever floats your boat. If you open yourself up to that, you just can't pigeonhole yourself these days. So
you can't, and I won't. We've had conversations before where you was just like, Kimmy, you gotta get some things together. This is like 3 years ago conversations. Or 2 years ago conversations on Mondays. Kimmy, what are you doing? Okay, all right, I understand what you're doing. Aye, you getting there? Aye. What about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about this? What you trying to do? The motivational Monday conversation we used to
you know.
But yeah, it's 2018 is honestly the year of the woman. And it's probably gonna be year of the woman for the next like 5, 10 years. We just gonna keep going and going and going.
I believe so. I believe people like Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton have and I mean, we're talking about two women at the highest point, at this point, of where women have ever been in presidency or just status in general in America. You have a woman, you have two women that were first ladies of presidents. You have one woman who has ran for president in America. And then you have another that definitely may run for president in America and kill it and win. that's neither here or there. We gonna get to that bridge when we cross it, baby. But Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton have definitely enabled women, like, to me, as far as image. And then you got women like Beyonce. You got women that I feel like that you need those women in entertainment and in media that can be powerful, classy, educated, talented.
You gotta slide Oprah in there.
Oprah, Ellen.
Yeah.
Like, even shout out to the LGBT community.
LGBTQ.
Community. Man. You know what I'm saying? like, it's so many disconnects, you know what I'm saying, even with that. But That's a whole nother conversation.
We can have it at a different time.
I feel like a lot of these things are being poured out with women because of what's being shown in the media. Even women like Cardi B, in the media, whether you like her or not,
she's there. She's staying for a while.
She's staying for a while, and she solidified it today. Today.
Which means she solidified it today.
Today, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. Cardi B's coming out is literally a blueprint of how you should want to come out. Like, whether you write your own music or not, all you need is one song. All you need is one record.
I wrote it well, too, with a nice backing. She actually did her research. She actually had money. She actually talked to DJs. She built relationships.
She did it in Spanish and gave it to the Spanish community so where they can get on it. It's one of the biggest records to ever come out of a woman's mouth. Period. Whether it was being sung, rapped, hummed, I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Children like singing it.
She did. I'll be singing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? These is red bottoms. These is black. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I do not own the rights to that music. But still, I would look at her career and I look at that first song. Okay. Then she had the I'm going to hit it one time.
That nice feature.
You had another hit, a Motorsport. And then
another feature
hit the Dripping with Finesse, yes. And now you boom 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 boom. It's like, and then you hit this single that nobody thought that you was gonna make, and it really solidified her as an artist. It said you're not just good for one hit. Now Cardi B is in a position where she can release anything, and it's gonna be fire.
Did you say anything?
Fire? There might be a reach, but just about anything, it's gonna be fire.
Now, as being a woman, I have no doubt in what you're saying. So don't get me wrong of high pitch of my voice saying anything, but I won't doubt.
My only problem with Cardi B is
you have a problem?
Yeah, I do have a problem.
Well, I have many.
My only problem with Cardi B is I feel like I don't have a problem with the fact that she does not write her own music. I don't have a problem with that.
Why do you think she doesn't?
Because I think earlier today, there was a video of a guy who did the lyrics to the song that she released, the Be Careful With Me record.
Yeah.
And it was the same exact lyrics, so I'm assuming that was a reference track, or obviously these lyrics were recorded way before it was on her song.
Okay,
it's just obvious. So whether she has writers or not, I don't care. My thing is with Cardi B, if you do have writers, and we see it's this guy, you are a female,
okay,
that has an ability to pull in any kind of songwriter you can. There are obviously other women who rap,
okay,
or write that, mm-hmm, you could have pulled in that ain't getting work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear what you're saying, but
I just feel like
I'm not understanding. I hear what you're saying.
I just feel like if we gonna do it, then do it. Like, you should be not. I never really think that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like marketing wise, it would be super dope
if
she had female songwriters. And I've never been a person to be like, you should do this to be successful. You should do this to be. No, I just feel like personally, marketing wise, I think marketing wise. I think marketing-wise, it would be super dope if she had female songwriters. If you was going to have anybody writing your music.
I mean, you know, dudes make some good-ass records, too. So at the end of the day, I mean, it shouldn't really matter if she has a guy or a woman songwriter, as long as that songwriter makes a fucking hit.
Yeah.
And it comes out of her mouth. and becomes even more of a hit, that songwriter's getting paid. And she's getting paid. And whoever else put any backing behind it is getting paid.
Right? Yeah.
So that's it.
And I said that, I made that as an argument. I said, you don't see producers shouting out who the plug-in, who made the plug-in in the song. Like you don't see that. So, I mean, whether she writing her own music or not, but I feel like Cardi B has definitely solidified her spot today by showing us
that a different side of her.
Yeah, it's just a different side of her. It's when you can show contrasting sides, when you go into an audition to do for an acting scholarship or for a play or a role or any kind of role, they ask you for a contrasting role. So they want to see you do some kind of humor, and then they want to see you do a dramatic piece, or they want to see you do an action piece, and then they want to see you do something just overall monologue.
So you approve of her because she was able to do something different.
Right. I approve her because she was able to do it. And
do it and get shine, or just do it, because she's been doing it. But you mean do it to people's, the masses' approval. You approve it because other people approved it? Or you approving it, or are you approving it because
I'm approving it because when I heard it, I said, yeah, this shit don't be hot.
Really?
Yeah. When I heard the Be Careful With Me record, I said, yeah, this everybody finna be saying this.
Can we say it already?
When she did the song, I said, I'm about to see all females make statuses that say, Be Careful With Me. Like, she's about to make a hit. Like, that's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hit. You can't.
I'm not denying. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying. I mean, you talking to. So at the end of the day, it's just like, it's not a club record, but understand that's a riding record. You gotta understand that women know how to drag a riding record.
It's not a club record yet, but guess what? It's a club record tomorrow.
You think so?
Who not finna play that record? Who not finna test that record?
I mean, hey, if you are a DJ out there, you know, to be a real DJ, you test shit. So I advise you to
try it.
I dare you to try it, but I'm not gonna advise you to try it at 12. I'm gonna advise you to try it in the beginning. I'm gonna advise you to try it at the very end too.
Yeah. You're gonna definitely.
I'm not gonna tell you do it at 12 o'clock though. That's fucking played out.
Not prime time. Do it in the beginning.
Do it in the beginning or do it at the very end.
Or the very end. That's definitely a.
I mean, niggas, y'all ain't gonna get no pussy at the end of the day with that song at the end. I'm saying at the beginning.
Nah, that's a lights on record right there. When the lights come on, play that. I'm finna get the number. Lock it. Lock it in. Lock it in. Cardi B.
I don't know.
You did your thing, baby. Right on.
I don't know. I think you made niggas nervous. It's okay, though. I mean, shit. It's about time niggas start thinking. But the only thing I have issues with Cardi B is that she's too open and our children listen to this. I'm not talking about the Be Careful record. I'm talking about all the rest of the records. I'm not even talking about Bloody Shoes record. I'm talking about the records before and in between. Not finesse. I'm talking about what she's projecting for our women to do. I don't like that.
Yeah, how to get on.
I don't like that. But I mean, but don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of her that she was able to make it to Hollywood without sucking dick and slanging pussy. I am so fucking proud of her. When she said it, I felt all of that. Because in this industry, some people get put on. It's because of what they're doing in between their legs. It's because of what they're doing after hours with their mouth. It all depends. I mean, at the end of the day, certain women do what they need to do. I do not advise them to continue to. But, hey, it's like, stand on your own two feet and grind it out. It ain't about giving a piece of yourself. If you value yourself, it ain't about giving a piece of yourself just to get somewhere. So, I just don't like some of the messages that she has put into her music. And our children listen to it the most. Like, I mean, you know, it was the... I mean, shit, you seen the movie Roxanne?
I definitely did.
Okay, yeah, you had Roxanne. And before that, you had Queen Latifah. And then you had, it's like, you had women actually rapping with substance. Either they was uplifting or they was cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
I think what like really like set the fucking, like what set it off was Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim. That's who set.
That's because they brought the sex.
They brought more than sex. Goddamn.
They brought everything.
So it's like, that's what like took it to a whole nother motherfucking level. And then of course you had you had Remy Ma. But at that time, I'm just gonna brush past that. We're just gonna go straight to Nicki. Lil' Kim did Nicki got what she doing, what she was doing from Lil' Kim, obviously. You know, from the media, the photos, the pictures, the content, redoing some of the things that Lil' Kim did.
History definitely repeated itself.
It did, and the flow was nice. Onika was nice. Nicki Minaj was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, but at the end of the day, I kind of didn't like her content either because when she was persuading our children fucks with Nicki. But getting back to the point, it got too sexy, but it's got too vulgar.
It got too vulgar.
I can't say too sexy. It got too vulgar.
And it stuck.
It became the normal. I didn't like that. That normal. I didn't like that shit not one bit. So with Lil' Kim and then Nicki. Now it's Cardi.
Cardi, and she's stripping. We got videos of her, you know what I'm saying?
It's videos of her readily available
to the public of her dancing naked. Strip clubs, bars. No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, look, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's funny I tell this story to, I've told this story to a few people. Some people be like, Kimmy, you gay? And I was like, let me tell you when I figured out I wasn't. I figured out I wasn't gay when I went into the strip club called DOA in Atlanta. And I was just like, we can touch y'all. I was like, why are you allowing us to touch y'all? Why are they allowing us to touch you? I was just like, wow. But what really got me was when like they was like naked and I was just like, this isn't a turn on. This isn't do this for me.
You gotta understand, as a grown man, that's,
It's a lot of grown people that like perverts. It's a lot of grown people that like.
You gotta be a pervert.
Not necessarily.
You have to be a pervert.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's just not my style. It's not my stilo.
Some strippers turn me out, but most naked ass strippers don't.
That's you. Don't get me wrong. When I was at DOA, it was lovely. I was just like, go, you getting your money. Like, I'm looking at them like they're working. And I was like, you making your money. Like, I'm sliding ones over them to them. Like, it dropped on the floor. And you know, I'm slide that one that kicked near my foot, slide it to you, you know, gather it up for you. But I was just like, bro, like, that ain't my stilo. Like, you know, I had a woman, like, push up on me, like, what's good? And I was just like, you, but I'm good on this. And, like, my best friend was just like, I mean, you take them home. And I was like, that ain't what I'm on. I was just like, this ain't it. Like, I was like, this is a turnoff immediately. So it's just like, I don't knock the strippers, but it's just like, I don't knock y'all because it's like, it's a hustle. It's like, y'all doing y'all job, but at the end of the day, like, that is not a good job.
I feel like I hate to even comment on it right now because
that's not a good job. But
this is the informal version. I hate to even comment on this, guys, but stripping is a come up. Stripping should be something that you look at as very short term. This should be something I'm doing for 6 months to a year, no more than that, to stack this bread. If you bad, you should be... I feel like if you bad and you feel like you want to strip, okay, you know you're going to make some money, make it a good investment. If you know you shouldn't be stripping, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to do it, then don't make it a lifetime thing. I know strippers out here that have been stripping for 8 years.
Wow.
10 years plus.
Wow.
We all do. And I definitely ain't finna say no name because I don't need no clap back. But, look, man, look, I can't be talking about strippers too much on my podcast. But still, man, even if you a stripper, like, the thing, this is perfect full circle and for good for rapper. Even if you a stripper, you can be putting out content. Cardi B figured it out. Cardi B put herself in a position where she doesn't have to be looked at as just a stripper.
True.
And that's the best part. Though it's a part of her past, it's a part of her past. She can't get away from that because she added that to her resume publicly. And it's okay. I don't care. I don't have anything against strippers. But I do feel like everybody can take a note from her and, you know what I'm saying, releasing content consistently. She released very entertaining content consistently.
She was honest, though. You feel me?
That's the next... That was my next point in the next step. Honesty. People want to see you be honest and transparent. Transparency is key. If people can see right through you, and they are, and you telling them exactly what they able to see, the people are going to mess with you, and you got to remember that. So being authentic, like Cardi B figured it out, and regardless of how she released music, there were components that I wanted to get to exactly what we're talking about right now. You know what I'm saying? Her consistency with her content and her honesty through her content. You saw who she was. Now you feel like you know Cardi B, whether you agree with her or not. You know so much about her. You know more about her than you know about Safari and Nicki Minaj. Or even Nicki Minaj alone.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Bruh, you done seen more. You know what Cardi B look like naked. So alone, you know more about Cardi than you do about... You ain't seen Nicki naked now.
And that's good.
That's a good thing.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing that we have. I'm saying like that's good. As a woman, we're not really supposed to see each other in that light.
I feel like if nigga was just posting dick pics all over, if Chris Brown was just posting dick pics all over the internet and every rapper and singer and everybody was just thought that it was okay, it would be crazy. Like, it's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay, but it's not okay because a man hasn't done it yet. It's not okay because it's nasty. And because you got kids that have to look back on your content. So be careful of the content you put out into the world because you got to look back at that. Your kids got to look back at that. It's not going to affect my pockets because I'm probably going to make money off of it if I'm involved. But if I'm not, then thank God. You know, like, bro, like, I don't want nothing to do with it because I don't need my kid. I don't need my face on that. If I was dumb enough to do it or if the ticket was right, then whatever.
I don't know. I don't understand that the comment. The ticket is right, it's whatever? Are you going to push over? You going to push your morals over for the ticket?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If Cardi B asked me to help her promote a record I did not agree with, she would have... There would be no love in that situation. There would be only dollars.
Understood.
I would separate my personal feelings towards that record. It's not about morals. Okay. And what I'm gonna retain my morals. Nobody.
So you keep your morals to yourself for the dollar. That's exactly what you're saying. And I'm breaking it down to you the way I'm breaking it down to you because
here's the thing,
I'm saying this as a DJ. You will say, you know,
as a it's not even as a DJ. I'll take it even further with you to agree. As a person, let me tell you why I feel the way I feel. If you work at McDonald's,
okay,
and you selling trash ass food every day, and you know that food is trash, and you're feeding it to people every single day. What makes that different than what I'm doing? Because what you're trying to do is make money to go home and pay your bills and to live how you want to live. At the end of the day, my personal feelings about whatever you got going on has nothing to do with what I got going on.
Okay.
What I'm in the business to do is make money. I do other things that fulfill my moral needs, you know what I'm saying? But this does not tap into my moral. Like, when it comes to I don't listen to, like, I listen to a lot of jazz. When I'm not listening to rap, I listen to a lot of jazz. I'm listening to a lot of stuff that I don't have to listen to with other people.
Okay.
It's me. It's more of a selfish experience. You know what I'm saying? When I'm with other people, I'm more mindful what they might want to listen to versus what I might want to listen to. So when I step into a situation with anybody, if I disagree with what you got going on, then hell. It's not my job.
Your job was to promote a record.
Exactly. Not to feel a certain way. You're not paying me to feel a certain way or to put my moral standards on a position. And that was my biggest point in position with St. Louis niggas, because a lot of people want to include their feelings in it. It's like, this is about the business. I mean, everybody's about more the business, about the business.
But it's also I feel what you're saying. It is about the business. But shit, honestly, it's always been about what the fuck the DJ is actually fucking breaking. It's always been about that. It's unfortunate that some of the DJs lost their fucking power. And it's fortunate that some DJs know who the fuck they are. So, what I'm saying is you ain't gonna tell me. Okay, no, let me tell you what I do. We're not talking about Cardi B. We're gonna talk about a different artist. I just recently had someone submit to me on one of my events a song. A song that I know for a fact can fuck around and be a banger. And I can get a nice check. A nice one. But I was so pissed about what it said. It was just like, it was something about costing a lot to fuck me. Something about that. And I was just like, I will not release this content or push the written. Listen, you're not hearing me.
I'm definitely hearing you.
No, you're not. You're talking.
No. I hear what you're saying.
You're cutting me off.
I'm not trying to cut you off. And you don't. And you really shouldn't take it personal.
I'm not taking
it personal. What I'm saying is, if black youngster came to me, what I'm saying is, let me get you right. Let me get you all the way correct. If black youngster came to me and said, can you promote 2-2, I got $1 billion for you, I say, fuck no. We on the same page now?
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. I'm not stupid.
Right.
So if black youngster came to me and said, hey man, I need you to promote, show me your mama, show me your mama made a hoe, I would say, fuck no. Nah. Oh. Do you know how many times I've ever played 2-2 on my computer? Zero. So, yes, I have moral boundaries if that's what you were trying to get at. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I understand what you're saying. It's not about disrespect. And no, I'm not trying to disrespect you. But I get what you're saying. I do want you to continue, but I really wanted you to... That shit
No, Cardi B hasn't crossed the line for me.
Of course Cardi B hasn't
crossed the line. So there are things that can cross the line for me. And I'm like, hell no. I can't touch. My brand can't touch that.
Exactly. That's it. That's all I want you to do. To clarify.
Oh, no. Yourself.
Just want you to clarify yourself. Because I was just like, look, if you as a DJ, and you want to touch something that's your brand, that you work so hard for $1 billion? I mean, no, not for $1 billion, for $1 million?
Even a couple hundred thousand. Hell no. Nah. Black Milster could never come to me and ask me to play that record for whatever I don't care if he was giving me everything in his bank account. I'm not playing it for my family reunion. I'm not playing it for a job I'm not getting paid for. I don't care.
That's real.
And it's just like, certain artists like Cardi B hasn't crossed the line for me.
She hasn't crossed the line.
It's more of like her video. I'm not finna share her videos. Michael Jackson was fucking little kids, but I'm not finna stop listening to his music.
Ooh, shit.
R. Kelly.
Ooh,
but I listen to Trapped in the Closet. What you got going on in your personal life has nothing to do with your music. Like, if your music is good and it sounds good.
Right. I feel that. I feel all of that.
But Black Youngster, no matter how catchy and dope that beat is, and doom, 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 no. It's a rap for me.
That's real. You know what's wild as hell? For the longest, I want to say, he been out for what? 2-3 years? Okay, no. Like 4?
Yeah.
Right, because St. Louis get music late. Oh, no, the Midwest get music late. So, and that's on purpose. It's not on accident. You got to understand, that's a marketing strategy, and it works.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, Black Youngster been out for a minute. When I tell you I never played anything of his for the first 2 years, I was just like, I don't like what he's promoting. It's hurting our community.
Man.
I was just like, my nigga said that he's going to shoot your baby daddy. And he said he was going to do a lot of shit. I was just like, wait a minute, wait, what?
Whoa.
I was like, what we gonna do? I was like, wait a minute, we need the man that we got right now because someone's incarcerated, so I don't really wanna shoot the fathers. I was like, God damn, I'm just not gonna play that song.
And yeah, you ready to do everything until you say some bullshit. Like,
I was like, wait, what?
It
fucks me up. I was like, wait a minute, wait. Oh, no, I can't play that. So it got to the point where, you know, the people was just like, we gotta hear this, and I'm like, I ain't playing it. I didn't play Black Youngster until 2 weekends before it was time for me to get the fuck on out of that establishment. I was just like, you ever get to a point where you love what you do so much and then it's just like, you like, fuck it?
Oh my God, somebody asked me this question. Cardi asked me this question literally like 8 hours ago. He said the same thing about rap. He was like, man, everybody just in it, and it's like, I'm like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna let y'all have that, and I'm gonna just
do something else. But look, I've been DJing, and the crowd be rocking, and I'm sitting still, like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like, I can't get mad at nobody but my motherfucking self. But then at the end of the day, I'd be like, wait a minute. I'm not enjoying myself and these people are loving what the fuck I'm playing. I knew right then and there I had to back away from this crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, when a crowd switches, and when I mean by switch, I mean you have a nice crowd in the beginning and it's all love and it's good and you're able to play certain songs, you're able to control the crowd how you want to, and then you get a different crowd. You get a different crowd that just meshes with your great crowd. And that crowd wants to hear the bullshit. And you get knocks. You get knocks from other people, certain females. The promoter would be like, Kimmy, you gotta like play these songs. And I'm like, bruh, I'm killing our people if I play this song.
Man, it's like, that's why I had to step away from the club DJing and
to where when it's you do hard. Private events, they booking you for your style.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So that's why you got to do other things and
I do it all. It's just, I like the club because I like to be able to break certain things. First of all the artists that I have messed with, I'm able to break them some way, shape, or form in a club environment, in a radio environment, an online radio environment, on a mixtape, at a wedding, at a bar mitzvah, at a sweet 16. I'm able to, the artists that I mess with, I'm able to break them in those, in those atmospheres. But it's just shit. It gets complicated when you have to break some not so good music to. It's good music to them, but we know it's not good music for them. It gets nerve wracking, but at the end of the day, still gotta, either you gonna play the record or you're not. Either you gonna play that good record or you're not. Either you gonna play that horrible record or you're not.
Man.
So when you said that 2-2 record, I was just like, damn, I played that 2-2 record. But you know what's so nice about what the fuck I do? I know how to bleep shit out. I know how to make shit sound even better.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, I know how to cross-reference a song. When I tell you, like, I do a teaser. I'm a teaser. I'm a pleaser and a teaser. My love language is of service. Love to serve. At the end of the day, I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to make sure I work hard on doing it correctly.
That record, man, I just can't.
I know you can't fuck with it.
I just can't do it. And I remember when Chief Keef came out and I was standing my ground on him and eventually I gave up. But with Black Youngster, that particular record, I probably am going to always stand my, I'm totally okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I know
it's going to be other DJs that's going to play it. And I'm cool with being that DJ that's not going to, can you play 2-2? Baby, I ain't even. It's messing up.
It's
ain't playing.
Damn, it's fucked the record. It's tripping, right now.
You know, but
I feel that.
It's all about the content I'm putting out. And the content I'm putting out, it really does. I mean, if people gonna know me as being that 2-2, I mean, if you know me as not being that guy, then you're gonna know me as something doing something else.
Very different, so. But at the end of the day, I mean, look, it all depends on what type of DJ you are. That's it. I mean, shit. The reason why I get chose to get booked is because I can do it all. I can do it for the kids. I can do it for the grandparents. I can do it for the young adults. I can do it for the teenagers. I can do it for the older adults. I can do it for the popular. I can do it for the anti-popular. I can do pop. I can do top 40.
Mm-hmm.
I can do alternative. Rico Nasty. Tribute Red. I can do it for R&B. I can do it for hip-hop. I can do it for old school. I mean, you just got to be diverse with it. That's it.
I feel like, and it's going to be I'm going to wrap it up because I got to use the bathroom.
So do I.
I'm going to let you go ahead and use it first if you need to, but I'm going to wrap it up. I want y'all to all check. Hey, where can they find you at, DJ Kimmy Lou?
Look, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at DJ Kimmy New. That's DJ K-I-M-M. Y as in yo-yo, N as in nose, U as an umbrella. DJ Kimmy New on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Snapchat. But on Snapchat, it's DJ Kimmy _New. Wild part about that is somebody had the nerve to try to take that, didn't understand why. So that's what it is on the Snapchat. But everything else is DJ Kimmy New. Everything else.
Yay. All right, man. Well,
And DJKimmyNew.com.
All of that. DJKimmyNew.com, all of that. This is your boy, DJ 2020. Make sure y'all follow me at DJ 2020 on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Bebo, MySpace, all that stuff, man. It's your boy, DJ 2020, Coach 2020, the only 2020. And make sure you got any questions about business, hit me up. Make sure you hit Kimmy New up. This has been a very impromptu podcast. So if you happen to make it to the end, I got $100 for you. Just email me at DJ2020. I'm going to send you $100 right away. I just want to make sure that you made it to the end of this podcast. If you do, I'm just playing. I don't have any money for you, but text me and let me know that you heard it. So any questions, man, make sure you visit my website, Make sure you visit my website, 2020.com. Anything you want to do, make sure you do it. Stop talking. Be about it. Nobody likes a talker. Like, really get to it, man. Like, no excuses. So, y'all heard it first from your boy, DJ 2020. It's DJ Kimmy New.
Yeah.
This is Listen In to 2020 Pod Talk. We signing out. Peace.
Yeah.